You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 20th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The humanitarian and security situation in South Sudan is worsening due to ongoing military offensives causing deaths, displacement, and destruction. Recent airstrikes in Akobo County, already struggling with a cholera outbreak, highlight the escalating crisis. Nationwide tensions threaten to plunge the country back into conflict 7 years after the landmark peace agreement. Conflict and other crises are driving hunger to unprecedented levels globally, exacerbating the situation in South Sudan. Displacement is rising due to violence and natural disasters, leaving many vulnerable to malnutrition and death. United Nations Assistant Secretary General for Africa, Martha Ama Akyaw-Pobi, stated that security and humanitarian conditions are deteriorating. The peace process stemming from the 2018 revitalized peace agreement is faltering, with continued erosion of trust among parties. The agreement aimed for President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to work together. But Machar's party claims the deal collapsed after he and his wife were placed under house arrest in March. Military offensives continue between Machar's rival militia and government troops loyal to the president, undermining efforts for lasting peace. South Sudan faces a severe humanitarian crisis, with approximately 78% of the population in need of aid. Over 9 million people require urgent humanitarian assistance, yet only 28.5% of the 2025 Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan has been pledged. Aid workers face mounting risks, including attacks and administrative barriers. Children are dying from cholera due to aid cuts that have shut down local health clinics, forcing them to walk for hours for treatment. The ongoing civil war in neighboring Sudan exacerbates South Sudan's humanitarian challenges, driving 1.2 million refugees into the country. This influx strains already limited resources, with many new arrivals residing in communities struggling with acute humanitarian needs, including severe food insecurity. Calls for an end to hostilities and a return to dialogue have been unsuccessful. The UN urges parties to unblock the political deadlock and recommit to the cessation of hostilities agreement. An inclusive peace process is essential for resolving the crisis. Deputy Permanent Representative of South Sudan to the UN, Sabino Edward Nyawela Amaikwe, stated the country's commitment to addressing obstacles to UN operations, but the political deadlock persists. Discrepancies in humanitarian needs figures arise from prioritizing acute needs within the 2025 Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan, which targets a subset of the total population in need. Displacement involves various categories, including internally displaced persons, IDPs, refugees, and returnees. The conflict in Sudan, which began in April 2023, has significantly contributed to the influx of people into South Sudan, exacerbating the humanitarian burden. Localized violence and communal tensions over natural resources continue to trigger population displacement. The humanitarian response faces significant funding shortfalls, impacting aid delivery. The World Food Program, WFP, faces a USD 379 million funding shortfall for the rest of 2025, affecting food and nutrition requirements. The economic downturn makes external funding crucial for aid delivery. Without adequate funding, the capacity to provide life-saving assistance remains limited, leaving millions vulnerable. Cholera is a critical issue in Akobo County linked to aid cuts, with the closure of health clinics exacerbating mortality rates. The 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement aimed to end South Sudan's civil war by uniting rival factions and establishing a transitional government. However, tensions and military offensives undermine its progress. The roles of President Kiir and First Vice President Machar are central to the conflict, with their inability to work together impacting the peace process. Aid workers face risks, including violence and administrative barriers, complicating humanitarian operations. The call for the release of political detainees is crucial for unblocking the political deadlock. Their presence hinders an inclusive peace process, as it suggests a lack of willingness to engage in fair political discourse. Releasing them and engaging in direct dialogue are essential steps toward resolving the crisis. Natural disasters also contribute to displacement, with floods and droughts severely impacting agricultural production. Hunger is described as unprecedented, with malnutrition rates high and food availability limited, particularly affecting vulnerable groups. Copyright, African Elements.